Welcome to Ancient New and Merry Christmas. I can hear it now. The orchestra mimicking the sound of a train as Bing, Rosemary, Vera, and Danny sing that great jazzy layered harmony with that one magical word, snow. I hope you're ready for the late night rendition of Counting My Blessings, and I sure hope you have your tissues ready for Bing and Danny to sing We'll Follow the Old Man Wherever He Wants to Go, as that aging general realizes he is way more loved than he knew, and it finally snows in Vermont, giving the lodge the white Christmas it so desperately needed. Well, hey, we're back with another encouragement in our You Tell Us series. Today you're going to hear from Tyler Roberts, and there's no way around it. This dude is one of my best friends, one of my favorite guys I know, and so freaking insightful that pretty much every time he shares a thought about the Lord, I sneakily steal it from him and stash it in my back pocket to use on someone else later on as if it were mine. All right, take it away, Tyler.
A few years ago, I had the chance to take a trip to Italy. And while I was there, I decided to make it my mission to see every one of Michelangelo's pieces of art that I could possibly see. Aside from the Statue of David in Florence and the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, maybe Michelangelo's most famous work of art is a marble statue of Mary, Jesus' mother, holding him after he's been taken down from the cross. It's a commonly depicted scene in Renaissance art. In fact, in all those ancient, opulent, gilded churches, you'll find numerous sculptures, frescoes, and paintings of Mary. She's front and center, kind of just like in the Christmas story. Joseph, on the other hand, has almost no paintings or statues. There's no Christmas carols about Joseph, and I've always thought that was a little unfair. I mean, the lack of portrayal in songs does make some sense, because Joseph never actually speaks in the Bible. And as a new dad, I also understand that mom is the star of the show. But if you'll allow me to make some assumptions about the division of labor in first century Palestine, didn't Joseph also change diapers? Wouldn't it have been his turn sometimes to rock the baby and sing the songs? Wouldn't Joseph have also held the infant Jesus at night if he got sick or was teething? I don't know how Joseph would feel about his lack of representation. And maybe it's a good thing we don't know much about him and never hear him speak. But we do know that twice, when God sent him a message, he listened, and he did what God asked of him. This Christmas, I'm trying not to see Joseph as someone slighted, but as noble, admirable, aspirational. There's a simple beauty to a life like Joseph's. No songs, no statues, a quiet life, listening for the Lord and doing the things he asks. Merry Christmas, everyone.